I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you are here with us this morning. It is going to be a great, great show. I am in the studio with one of our amazing business resources, Carrie Walters. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Well, it's kind of funny the way this all came about because we were talking. You were at Curves a week or so ago set up
yes.
with your Norwex products.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how we could get you on the show and the conversation it could be geared around. And I happened to look in our success planner and journal and I'm like, Carrie, next week, the weekly winning word is environment. And you were like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are.
Here we are.
Talking about our weekly winning word, environment. And so, obviously, I think you're a perfect guest for this show because of what you do. And what you do is you are Norwex independent consultant, which
right.
we're going to learn about that. Some of you may recognize that word if you have some of those products or cloths that you use. And you also have a cleaning service.
Correct.
And so really, we're going to be talking about that environment, that safe environment, your home environment. But when we're thinking about environment, oh, man, we could dive into the environment of the people you hang around and, you know, what's going on in an environment in your head, you know.
Yes. Yep.
It's such a good word.
It is.
But let's talk about you for a little while.
Okay.
And why don't you just kind of start by sharing your story? So how did you become so passionate about your environment?
Well, for a long time, I had no idea. I was, you know, I did everything like I was raised to do, cleaning, all that kind of stuff. I did it all the way my mom, you know, taught me how to do with chemicals and all the paper towel usage and all those things. And about 5 years ago, I had previously been to a Norwex party and I decided to start my cleaning business. And I had set up my table actually across from a Norwex vendor who was the person who had actually done the party that I had been to. And I had told her that I was going to do a party myself, and she could come, you know, be the rep and talk to us about everything. And I put her off for 2 years. And it honestly, in hindsight, was one of the things that I look back on and wish I could change now. But she asked me a couple questions at that event when she came up to me. And one of those was, when you come out of a bathroom, how do you feel? And I honestly was like, I feel like I'm going to die. I can't breathe. My lungs need a break to go outside and you know, kind of get some fresh air and start again. And so that really was the main thing that started it. But then also I found out that both my son and I have a genetic mutation called MTHFR.
Wait, say that again.
MTHFR.
Okay.
Don't ask me to say the actual name of it because I cannot.
But you are going to tell us what it is.
Yeah, it's a genetic mutation.
Okay.
And for me, the reason I found out about it was actually when I got pregnant with my son. I found out that I had the mutation and I basically didn't find a whole lot of information about it at the time, but that I wasn't able to stay pregnant unless I took progesterone. And it was because of that genetic mutation. And fast forward a few years, my son started having all kinds of issues. The teachers at school thought he had, you know, ADD and all these different things going on. And so we had put him on medicine for that. And reluctantly, I didn't really want to do it. But when he did that, when he went on that medicine, he was on it for just a short amount of time. And he, as a second grader, was starting to say things like he wanted to commit suicide.
Oh, wow.
And that was not okay with me. So right. I immediately took him off of it. We tried a few other things. And my ex-husband actually said, why don't you try going to this natural, you know, physician that I see? And so we went to the natural person, and he did like an extensive panel on both of us and my ex-husband. And come to find out, I have one strain of the mutation, and my son has two. And so he doesn't detox like normal people do. So any of the toxins that go into your body, he doesn't detox those the way that most people do. He also doesn't absorb nutrients from food the way most people do. So he loves fruits and vegetables, but they don't do the things that, you know, a normal person eating a fruit or vegetable, it doesn't do that in his body.
So he doesn't absorb the nutrition?
Yeah, he doesn't get all that. So
And that's what this mutation causes, like some type of issue where you can't absorb nutrients.
Correct.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So we've actually got him finally on another network marketing company's product, and that product allows him to do his body to do what it needs to do, which is really nice.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So he's off all medications.
Yes.
That's.
I mean, we were spending at least my portion, and I pay for half, about $300 a month was my half.
In medication. That he would need. And now he doesn't have to take, he takes a supplement.
He takes a supplement.
You removed all chemicals from your home, and you feel like that had a huge impact?
Or? Yes. Yes. Yeah, total.
So what are all the symptoms that go along with this?
He was very pale. He would like bruise really easy. You could see like the dark circles around his eyes. And in second grade, this was also part of all of that, the end of second grade, he actually broke his leg. He was playing in a soccer game, and another kid came up and tried to kick the ball at the same time he did, missed the ball apparently, and hit his leg. And I don't know, I wasn't there, so of course I missed that part of it, which made me sad. But he hit the shin guard, moved or something, I guess, and the kid actually kicked his leg and broke his leg in two places.
Is that how you found out that is that where it all started? Or
no, that was kind of the end of second grade. The middle of second grade is when we started finding out all this other stuff.
So do they think, was his bones brittle? Was it just easier to break his bone because of his issue then? Is that what the deal
is?
I
think so, yeah.
Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously you have good reason to be passionate.
Yes.
And now it makes perfect sense to me why you are so passionate about helping educate people with environmentally safe products, which I happen to use and love. We're going to talk more about those. And it's also your home. You know, we were talking before the show started, Carrie, about, you know, sometimes we think we can't afford having help in our home, but sometimes we can't afford not to. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with one of our amazing business resources, Carrie Walters, who is a Norwex consultant.
Yes.
And also owns a cleaning business. And we're just talking about our weekly winning word, environment. Which is really a cool word. And again, you know, our environment is so important. The environment at our home, the environment in our mind, the environment of people we're hanging around with, and it really has an impact on your success.
It does.
Your environment. And as I was saying before our last break, Carrie, we were talking and I said, If you saw my checkbook, you'd be like, Kim, you cannot afford to have someone helping you clean your house. You really, you know, you think about someone who has help in their home, someone who has that extra money, right?
Right.
And us that just make average incomes, we don't tend to think that we can really afford to have someone helping us clean our homes, and we need to do it ourselves. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you do work full time and you are a full time mom and, you know, a wife and your home is in a mess. Mm-hmm. I say, I won't eat, but I'm going to have somebody help me keep my house clean, because if my house is not organized or clean, that environment I struggle. Like, I cannot focus. I get really stressed out. I get frustrated. Maybe some of you guys listening have that same experience. And so it really is worth that investment. But you are saying there's actually major health benefits to it because you were talking about dust.
Yes, I was talking about dust. And so I'm just going to give you a fact real quick. The average household spends about $600 to $800 on chemicals that we stick under our sink. And that's for cleaning and all those things.
In a year, you're saying? So yeah. $600 to $800 in a year spend on chemicals.
Mm-hmm, on average. And on average, we also spend about 6 hours cleaning per week. If we're a parent, we spend about seven because, you know, kids are messy.
No.
So when you think about that, we will talk about dust, but I want to talk about something else real fast because I think it's also important. You need to think about those things that you're sticking under your sink. For example, toilet bowl cleaner. If you look at the back of that, and I think that's where a lot of people, they look at the back of labels for food. You look at the ingredient labels in food, but you don't always look at the ingredient labels in your cleaning products.
Right.
Or even in like the products that you use on your body, like shampoo, lotions, things like that. And there are so many things in there that are not good for us that we don't even realize. And I didn't even realize, and I'm still learning like as I go along. Every year I learn new things. But toilet bowl cleaner, for example, if you swallow that, especially a small child swallows that, it can be fatal. And the hydrochloric acid in it can actually burn the esophagus. And that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Like, yes, it does. Ugh,
can't even imagine, right? And just even putting it up to your lips, you have the potential to have like blisters and burns. So getting rid of that kind of a cleaner from underneath your sink is huge. Especially if you have little ones because they're very curious and they want to go and find things, you know, that you don't want them to find.
Right. But we think if we don't have those, then our toilet bowl's not going to be clean.
Right. But it's so not true. And that's I think the bigger picture of it is that's not true. Avoiding toxins, you know, is especially important in like babies and also teenagers when they're hitting puberty, because their bodies, their cells are multiplying so rapidly. So it's really good to avoid those things during those times, especially, but all the time it's good.
Right.
Another thing is like the sanitizing wipes. And the reason is because most people, again, don't look at the back of the bottle. So they don't look at the instructions and they're not rinsing away the residue that's back there. That's left behind from using that chemical on your surface. You know, we use them to wipe down carts and all kinds of things. Well, it's basically like feeding your baby poison because once your kids or your baby or somebody touches that surface and it hasn't been rinsed away with water, that's now going to be ingested. It can also be absorbed through the skin. And those are not good things either. If you wipe down their toys, what's the first thing a baby does with their toys?
Put it in their mouth.
Exactly. So they're basically eating whatever you've left on that surface. So those are just some other things that you need to think about when you're...
So germs or toxins?
Right. Or there's the solution to both,
okay.
which is one of the things that I provide.
Right.
And also when you think about it, anything that goes on your skin, that's the largest organ of your body.
Right.
So it can be absorbed into your skin, whatever you put on it, within a minute or less. So, you know, you stick it on your skin and it's in your body. And
we really do forget that.
We do.
We think we're just armor and nothing absorbs through our skin, but it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It does. And they found that like lotions and also teenage makeup is a huge thing because they have found things like asbestos and lead in those. And that's not good for anybody, right?
Right.
You wouldn't want to eat, you know, or have that on your skin. So, you know, especially during those teenage years, like I said, with puberty, you don't want to have your teenager putting that kind of stuff on their skin. So you want to know what's in the things that you're using. And they also are endocrine disrupting chemicals. So you know, they can disrupt your hormones and all the stuff that you need to actually function. And that kind of goes back to, you know, the things with my son. I think those toxins affect how he was acting and the things that he was doing. And the way that it was portraying itself as like ADD.
Right. So. You know, it is so true because a symptom, I was just reading about our liver.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously our liver is a very important organ that helps our body cleanse itself of toxins.
Right.
Right. And so this article that I was reading was talking about how when your liver gets clogged, basically, when your just body is over toxic and your liver is struggling, anger is a symptom that your liver is clogged and needs detox, like frustration, anger, short tempered. Is that crazy?
Isn't it? Yeah. You wouldn't think that, would you?
Well, you wouldn't think your liver would have anything to do with your mental psyche, but the hormones regulate everything.
Yes. Yep. Another thing to avoid is parabens. So those can be found in things like sunscreens and lotions and shampoos. And in the past, it's been used as a non-harmful preservative that lengthens the shelf life and helps the product turn like the creamy consistency. And now they're finding that for a lot of women, it actually mimics estrogen. And in low doses, it can cause, again, the endocrine disruption. So there's so many things.
Wow.
Yeah.
So environment is very important.
It is. And that all leads up to the things in your air and in your dust and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you haven't even talked about the dust yet. Wait, I'm like, I don't even know. So, knowledge is power. Once we know better, we can do better.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys, hang with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I'm in the studio with one of our amazing business resources, Carrie Walters, and we are discussing our weekly winning word, environment. And, in your environment, where you live, who you're hanging around with, your environment, your mental environment, and just the environment in your home. Obviously, we're talking a lot about toxins, and Carrie's educating us on the importance of knowing what are in the products we're using and why. But ultimately, your environment has such an impact on your success. And that's what it's all about at I've Decided. We are here to help you be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And that's our mission. Your success is our mission. And also, of course, we're highlighting Carrie and her business today. But we have about 60 business members who are a part of I've Decided. And it's because of them that we're able to bring this show to you every Sunday morning. And really, all of the events that we have are motivational leadership conferences and our monthly success socials and business networking events out at the garden, which, speaking of the garden, our wonderful environment, our resource center, the garden where dreams grow. We'd love to have you come out and check that out and really invite you to be a member of our community and just being a part of our organization, being surrounded with an environment of people who are positive, who are encouraging you and lifting you up is so impactful. So if you haven't joined our community, we invite you to do so now. You can check out our website at ivedecided.org. You can also find all of our resources listed there on the resource page. And if you're interested in meeting Carrie and learning more about her natural products and how she can help you improve your environment at home, whether it be through house cleaning services or the products, that you're using, you can find her listed there as well. So be sure to check that out. But just kind of getting back to our home environment, Carrie, you were just sharing about all of the toxins that we consume and how much money we spend on these toxins.
Yes.
And I do, you know, I guess I got to come back to my question, though, because my biggest panic, you know, why do I pull out the wipey at Walmart and wipe down the cart before I touch it? Because I don't want to catch the flu, right. You know, and all I can think about are all those germs on that cart. Mm-hmm. And so, we really haven't touched base on the different ways to clean, mm-hmm. You know, what can kill germs besides these toxins?
Well, there's three different ways to clean.
Okay.
So there's thermally, which is with heat. So there's also mechanically, which is what I do. And then there's chemically. And chemically, you're actually killing something, which, so if you have, for an example, somebody, if you're in an office and somebody sneezes or coughs, what's the first thing that you have, you know, there's always that one person in there, and the first thing they do is they grab a can of,
Lysol.
Yep. And they douse the entire, you know, room with it, and now you have all these toxins floating around in your air. Nobody can breathe. And
so you might not catch the flu, but you might, you know, die of some disease.
Right. Because it's meant to kill something. That's what it's there for. So if you think about it, if it's meant to kill something and you breathe that in, what is it doing to you? And that kind of goes into your air quality, not only in the places that you're working and the places that you go, but also in your home. And the Toronto Indoor Air Conference did a 15-year study that concluded that women who work at home have a 54% higher death rate from cancer than those who work away from home. And they found that it was a direct result of the higher exposure rate to toxic chemicals in common household products.
Ow.
Yeah.
So if you work at home, so if you're a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. which is a full-time job multiplied
exactly.
by 20. And you're probably cleaning your own home
yes.
if you're a full-time stay-at-home mom
uh-huh.
As a part of that full-time job multiplied by 20.
Right.
Then they're saying that's the research that they've shown, that you're
yep.
at more exposure for cancer.
Yeah. And the reason being is that, now our homes are so airtight. They don't breathe like they used to. So, when we spray things, especially, they never really leave the home. So they just kind of hang out with you for as long as it takes for them to either eventually disappear because you've opened a window and, you know, hung out for a while like that. Or they end up in things like your dust, like we're about to talk about.
So. Well, see, my old windows are coming in handy because my house is all airy. I'm a little concerned if we ever get new windows, we'll be closed up tight. But right now we got drafts going through everywhere, so we're probably okay. But yeah, but lots of dust, though. So tell us about the dust, Carrie. Oh, no.
And the reason that you should remove the toxins from your house, I guess the way that you can decrease your toxic burden, actually, is to remove your toxic chemicals, remove scented plugins. They're actually really not good for you. Remove things that are like fragranced candles, especially the ones that have lead wicks, and bring in the good stuff. Bring in the air purifying plants and, you know, the products that that basically work mechanically.
Yeah, so, or like doTERRA oils.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oils are good. And, you know, our products work with just water.
Okay.
So, you know, those kind of things, you're not exposing everyone to those toxic chemicals. And the funny thing when we talk about dust is that dust is actually made up of like a unique microbial community surrounded by those chemicals. So it sounds like a good time, doesn't it?
I know. All of a sudden, I got a vision of this dust ball and all these chemicals. I'm like, that was a weird vision.
When you think of the dust bunny, a bunny is kind of cute, right?
But right.
The dust bunnies are really not that cute. There's chemicals and organisms actually hiding in your dust. And so when the National Cleaning Institute did a survey of the top three least favorite things to clean in a home, your kitchen and bathroom came in, you know, one and two, and then dusting came in number three. And I totally, you know, I'm on board with that because I don't like to dust either, even though I know it's bad for me. And I also do it every day. So in other people's homes. And so hearing about those things actually made me start rethinking, what am I doing in my own home? And made me more passionate about what I do.
Because we're breathing, what you're saying is we're breathing in that dust.
Yes.
That has all those chemicals in it.
It does. And it has a lot of other stuff, and we'll talk about that soon.
You're like leaving us on the water here with the dust bunnies. I know, because we're running out of time in this segment. Well, we're going to talk more about the dust bunnies because we'll need a little more time to explain that. Yeah. But the most important thing I think we're getting out of this is our environment, especially in our home, mm-hmm. is so very important.
It is.
And okay, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Carrie Walter. She is a Norwex consultant and also owns her own cleaning business. And we are talking about our weekly winning word, environment. So for those of you who are community and business members of I've Decided, you know that every Sunday afternoon, you get your weekly winning resource, which just gives you something to focus on during the week. Your weekly winning word and weekly winning quote and a weekly winning challenge. Just little things to help you stay focused on positive energy and stay focused on your goals and so that you can be successful. And this week, it's all about environment. And I just thought I'd read the definition of environment as we've been talking about our homes and what we're breathing in and the environment in our homes, if it's toxic or not, and things that we can do to improve. The definition says environment, the circumstances, objects, or conditions by which one is surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying while we were on break, Carrie, that our home environment, the things that we're breathing in really has an impact on way even more than our health.
Yes.
I mean, it can, like you were saying, your son was having behavior problems.
Right.
That they were trying to diagnose as ADHD.
Right.
But ultimately, when you started changing his environment, that started changing.
It did. And for example, antibacterial soap, triclosan, for example.
Wait, say that again?
Triclosan. It's a chemical that was found in antibacterial soap.
Okay.
And antibacterial, antimicrobials, it's just nice words for pesticides is all that is. They're designed to kill living things like bacteria. And so triclosan, they found that in almost every dust sample that has been tested worldwide. And detected in the bodies of more than 75% of Americans tested. And that was done by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's registered with the EPA, technically not effective or safe, but they now banned it in hand soap in both the United States and Canada. And the problem is it still persists like in our environment. Through, you know, bibs and toys and playground equipment and things like that. And it's not safe. It has the endocrine disruption in it, which changes the human hormone system. And it actually can trigger increased sensitivity to allergens. And because it persists in the environment, when we talk about the bigger environment, it can also be toxic to, the organisms living in the environment, especially those in the water. So, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, things that we do within our own homes actually can affect, you know, the outside environment as well. You know, when you think about that with plastic and all those other things that can affect the fish and the animals.
That ripple effect.
It also, the pesticide exposure during pregnancy, they found can create adverse birth outcomes. So, you know, preterm and low birth weight in babies, pediatric cancers, and genital abnormalities. And some studies have even shown that early pesticide exposure can affect neurobehavior and cognitive defects. It has the potential to do that. So it can lower IQ and cause things like ADHD or ADD. So We bring those in by the foods that we bring from the grocery store, our pets, they're tracked in on shoes. The first four steps in your house are the most toxic steps into your house. And the problem, again, is that these pesticides are going to then persist in the environment for long-term exposure.
So you're a proponent of making sure you take off your shoes when you come in your house?
I do my best.
I have a girlfriend who I run with, and she's like OCD about it. Like she's like read too much about shoes and what it brings in the home, and making sure, you know, we have hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. And so some I like to think that at least when you clean the hardwood floors, they are clean versus that carpet. You mm-hmm. vacuum it down. Am I right or am
well,
I?
Well, I've got some interesting information about carpet.
Okay, sure. We got just a couple minutes left. Right. So
when we were talking about dust, so the health impact of dust, it contains matter from both inside and outside the house, and about 60% comes from outside. So dust actually contains things like hair, skin, both from human and your pet, small fibers from clothes and even furniture, little bits of dirt or sand, pollen, bacteria, fungi, viruses, and insect remains, believe it or not. As the insects die, their bodies break down, and then, you know, what happens to them? They kind of go into the air. So not only that, but then you add dust mites to the mix, and dust mites also have feces. Oh yeah! Hope you're not eating right now.
Are you guys loving this show this morning, or what? I bet all they're not listening anymore because they're dusting.
So, the U.S. EPA actually estimated that children consume about 50 milligrams of dust per day. So think about all those things that are in that, and they consume that. That's so gross, which obviously means we probably do consume some, too.
Well, now I think about when I clean my ceiling fans, and I'm, like, hacking and sneezing, and I'm like, now I'm going to start wearing a face mask. All I can think about is the dust bunnies on my ceiling fan when it comes down in clumps. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
And I'm not done yet.
Oh, gosh. Well, hurry up.
Okay. Well, see, in dust mites, they're about one-tenth the size of an ant. So they're really tiny. They feed on our dead skin flakes. And that's kind of like their whole world, you know. So each mite can create 20 droppings a day. And in a square yard of carpet, that square yard can contain about 1,000 dust mites. So if you do the math on that, you're looking at about 20,000 droppings in a square yard of carpet. So now everyone has gotten up off of their carpet. And they don't want to sit on it anymore. Right? Yeah. And then as we move around, moving around actually disturbs the dust mites and the droppings, and it makes them airborne. And so that can stay in the air for about 30 minutes. And so we're inhaling them, and that also can trigger the reactions if you're allergic to them.
Okay, so now that everybody wants to call you and have you come and clean their home and get rid of all the toxins and all the dust mites, we got about 30 seconds to tell them how they can call you and you can help them out in this area.
So should I just give them my number?
Yes, okay, however they can get in touch with you, because I'm sure they're wanting to call right now.
I'll give you my email and my phone number. So my phone number is 309-202-6792. And my email is carriecleans82@gmail.com.
Awesome. And if you didn't get that down, just go to ivedecided.org and go under resources. You'll find Carrie. We'll have the show posted on our I've Decided Facebook page later, too. And you can come back and listen. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Carrie, thanks for being here.
Welcome. Thank you for
having me. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?